just close my eyes again. Climbed aboard the Dreamweaver train. Trying to take away my worries of today and leave tomorrow behind.
Music with Kara Hour. So, you know, I didn't get a mystery song picked out for today, but I got a plan.
Okay.
So we got like 31 mystery songs. So we got to figure out, we got to like pick a number between 1 and 31, and we got to figure out some way to do that.
17.
Is that a good number?
Yeah.
All right. So 17 is it. We'll have to mystery song number 17. Hopefully we ain't got one of those savants out there who had paid attention to your show all this time. And 17, I already know what it is.
I remember that one.
Yeah, see, that's what we got to worry about. But, hey, if they paid attention, then I guess they win that snack, right? An all-expense trip to your refrigerator for drinks and snacks if you guess song number 17.
Yes.
When we play it. But we're not playing it yet, so what do we play it first?
Just a Girl by Pearl Jam.
Just a Girl by Pearl Jam. That sounds good. Pearl Jam's a good band. Okay, here we go.
Mm-hmm.
To be brutally honest, I didn't like that song.
Oh, I like it.
Well, you like it, but that was, to me, it was like, just a girl, just a girl. It was terrible. All right, well, you know, to each his own.
Mm-hmm.
I got songs that you probably don't like.
Probably.
Yeah. I ain't seen one yet I can think of, but we'll figure it all out. I'm going to see if I can find the worst song ever written in the history of time.
There's a few of them.
Yeah. That's what we need to do. Have a worst song day.
Oh, no. I don't want to sit through that.
Yeah, that would be bad, wouldn't it? Especially, I remember there was one song a long time ago, My Prerogative. I can't remember who sung it. Bobby Brown, I think. Bah, I hate that song. Or that Just Another Fruit of Another. Oh, my gosh. My son used to drive me insane with that song. Anyway. So, folks, if you like the music with Care Hour, this is like Bring a Friend Day next time you come and listen, right? Yeah, bring 10 friends. Make it a party. That's it. Crank up the music with Care Hour as loud as you possibly can and make the whole entire neighborhood have to partake in the party.
Yes.
What do you think?
Everybody has to listen.
And if the cops show up, just tell them that Care will be over there to sort them out if they don't leave you alone. What do you think?
Nope.
Nope? I was just trying to help you out. Anyway, she ain't going to be over there to sort the cops out, so if you get trouble being too loud, that's...
It's on you.
Yeah, that's you. All right, so where are we going now?
We're
going
to do Killing Is My Business and Business Is Good by Megadeth.
Man, Killing Is Your Business. Dang. See? Now you could have been the one to go sort the mess. If Killing Is Your Business. I'm not killing nobody, Kara.
I don't want to kill them, just... stun them a little bit.
Oh, okay. So peace and love is your ultimate game, but if you have to get a little rowdy at the mosh pit, then bug out. You ain't supposed to take a taser into the mosh pit. Is that even legal?
No, I don't think so.
Bounce, bounce. Zzz, zzz. What happened? I don't know. That lady's in there tasing everybody. She even tased herself once. Anyway, here we go.
Yeah.
last part was kind of creepy.
He sounded serious.
Yeah, he's like, Anyway, so what are we doing now?
Now we're doing Drawing Flies by Soundgarden.
Yeah, and I asked you earlier about that whole Drawing Flies by Soundgarden. What, like, does the song stink or something like that?
No.
So it's a good song. Why couldn't they just named it, what you said about... what
Writer's
the
Block?
Writer's Block, yeah.
It doesn't sound as cool.
Oh, so it's like clickbait. I can't even say it. Clickbait song title.
Yeah.
All right, so let's go draw some flies then, I guess. Kind of like when you try to have a family picnic and the flies just come out of nowhere. Where do you think they come from?
I don't know.
They're not there when you started.
Well, they smell the food and...
So if you can make smellless food, you can have a barbecue without flies. So everybody eat rice cakes.
Oh, no.
All right, rice cakes at Kara's house. Rice cake picnic.
I'm going to be eating a cheeseburger.
You'll have all the flies by you. You'll be drawing flies, just like this song. Here we go. Is that... no, that's not the right one. I almost made a blooper. So let's fix that. Did you put that in there or did I?
I don't know.
Alright, here we go. Drawing flies. Song wasn't bad, but there one part about like X's in your eyes just sitting there drawing flies, that gave me a bad visual.
Just, yeah, don't think about it too hard.
Yeah, I see everything like a movie, so I listen to the lyrics. Do you ever like really listen to the lyrics?
Yep.
Yeah. So there's some songs you just still can't figure out?
Yep.
So where are we going now?
Touch, Peel, and Stand by Days of the Noose.
Touch, do what?
Touch, Peel, and Stand.
Touch, Peel, and Stand. What is that? Like some sort of peeling potatoes aerobics?
Hey, you can make that work.
All right, well, I guess we'll listen to the lyrics closely and see what it means.
Yes.
All right, here we go. We'll be right back. See, so like I asked Kara, is like, can you peel potatoes with a bladeless knife?
Nope.
So then she started doing that. Was that because I asked a stupid question?
Maybe.
Well, if you have a bladeless knife and you can move your hand fast enough to try to, you know, build up some wind pressure behind her and just suck that peeling right off the potato, what do you think?
I think I'm just going to stick with the bladed knife.
All right, well, just don't cut yourself. Anyway, so where are we going now?
We're going to Black Velvet by Joan Jett.
Oh, like I said earlier, you're kind of all over the table today, ain't you? Black Velvet by Joan Jett. It's still a good song. Does she use a bladeless knife?
I don't think so.
She probably got a switchblade. I remember Joan Jett from the back in the old days. Who was the one that sung Hit Me With Your Best Shot?
I think that was Pat Benatar.
Yeah, she was kind of rowdy too.
Yeah.
I remember those days. I was a young tyke around about that time. Now I'm antique, so I wonder how old Joan Jett and Janis Joplin and Pat Benatar are now.
I think Janis Joplin's dead.
That's unfortunate. Sorry. Anyway.
But they would all be antique. Just.
Alright, so you just said they were antique.
Yes.
You ain't supposed to crack on a woman's age.
Senior?
Senior, that's better. You know, aged with time and such. All right, so here we go. Black Velvet, right?
Yes.
Roger on the Victrola.
Anon 8207 said Janis Joplin died in 1970, dude. That's unfortunate. How do I miss all this stuff? I'm like stuck in time or something like that, because I remember all these bands like they were yesterday. I mean, they like literally were yesterday, but I remember them like as if yesterday was still today or something like that.
Nope, that one's been a while.
Alrighty then. So, you know, there were a lot of good bands back in the day. I would have been approximately 10, give or take, when all that happened.
Yep.
What a bummer. Now, if she died in 70, I would only been 5. I wouldn't even known who Janis Joplin was at 5. I might have heard her song.
But you still have the rest of them.
Yeah. Okay. So, there you go, man. It's like a lot of good bands up through there. The hair band days.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's when the dudes kind of had a crisis and they didn't know.
All that makeup.
Yeah, makeup and big old hair with lots of hairspray.
The pants.
And the tight, really super tight pants. And shirts.
Yep.
That must have been uncomfortable. Yep. You like had a mask of clay on your face, with makeup, all that, put it, slather it on. And then you got all this hairspray, makes your hair feel like a helmet that's all puffed out. And then you're wearing this tight, restricting pants and shirt and trying to look all cool while you're playing the guitar.
And then at the end of the night, you have to get out of all of that. And that just sounds difficult.
Disgusting, too, man. All the BO and sweat. All right, so now that we destroyed everybody's brain there, where are we going now?
We're going to Slave to the Grind by Skid Row.
Slave to the what?
Grind.
Slave to the Grind by Skid Row. That kind of sounds like what would have been happening during the hair band days. They were a slave to the grind. Man, could you imagine have to get in that every night and then, like you said, get out of it, but actually be on stage during that whole deal where you feel like you got this big old floppy plastic hat on your head because it's your hair and you're trying to look all cool? What if you got too close to those stage lights, too?
Yeah, it'd be hot.
That happened to Michael Jackson during a Pepsi commercial. Did you know that? Caught his hair on fire. Could you imagine running around with your hair on fire? Stomp it out! Stomp it out! And then get this look like the world's ugliest dog look to you now. Wouldn't that be cool?
Just start over. Buzz it off.
You want to try that?
No.
I'm not going to set fire to your hair. Don't set fire to mine.
No.
World's ugliest. Hey, folks, Google up world's ugliest dog. It's pretty neat. Anyway, so Skid Row, Slave to the Grind, hair band days, right?
Yes.
Yeah, Yolant said, I think Kara would like my son's music, kind of head-banging stuff, laugh out loud. And I said, don't say head-banging too loud around her. I could get hurt because she thinks head-banging is head-butting. She's going like that at me.
It was a miscommunication, but it could be a happy accident, too.
Well, Patty almost started a fight last time she said that, because as soon as you heard head banging, you like, had your dukes up and let's do this. And I'm like, what? Not head button. Head banging. That's where you shake your neck until your head's about to pop off and slap your greasy hair back and forth, you know, and, you know, that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
See, they didn't used to get into mosh pits and beat each other up back in our day. They just kind of did this, you know. Tell your brain damage from your brain slapping against the front and the back of your skull.
And your neck hurts for weeks.
Yeah. And if you got a bad back, don't try it. All right. So, with all that history under our belts, now what?
Now it's going to be Night Goat by Melvins.
Night Goat by Melvins. See, there's another strange name, Melvins as a band, but mm-hmm. Night Goat. Is there a difference between a night goat and a day goat?
Maybe. Like you have night dreams and daydreams and...
Yeah. So I think I would be more apt to trust a goat in the daytime that I can see than a goat in the nighttime. You know goats eat everything, right?
Mm-hmm.
So like if it's dark and you've got something chewing on you, it might be a goat.
Well, I'm not going to stick around for it.
You're just not going to wait around to see if it's a goat chewing on you or something else. All right, well, and so with that said, let's move right along then. Here we go. Melvin's Night Goat, huh? We'll be right back. So the conversation in the chat room kind of going awry, but either way, Anon9414 said, I'll be 61 next Sunday and still head banging. I said, laugh out loud, not me. I get dizzy and pass out. You know, it's no sense in like sitting there jamming out and give yourself a nosebleed, shaking your head until your brain hurts and all that kind of stuff, or getting into a mosh pit and possibly losing the teeth or getting a black eye. That sounds hazardous. But either way, scrolling down here on the chat room, somebody else popped in there and said, while that's cool, Anon, Shaziz can put both his big toes in his mouth at the same time. That's disgusting.
I think it's worth trying.
No, and I, number one, I couldn't even get my foot even close to that, and I wouldn't want, you know, funky old toe jam in my mouth anyway. Yeah. That's nasty. Who thinks of stuff like that? It's like, you can do it in the chat room. You can do it! Can you do it? Let's see you try it first, Kara.
Nope.
No? Why not? Here, you take my toes.
Well, thank you for the sacrifice. But
so that's a big no?
Yes.
All right, so where are we going now?
Now we're going to do Captain High Top by Mother Love Bone.
See, now I don't know where all these band names come from, but that's just strange. See, high tops to me is those shoes that they used to wear that like look like almost like boots, tennis shoes.
The Converse.
Yeah. So, and you got Mother Love Bone wearing high tops, or is he just singing about a guy named Captain High Tops? Was he a break dancer or a basketball star or what?
Maybe.
I guess we'll find out after listening closely to the lyrics, right?
Yes.
But ain't gonna be no toes and no mouth, dang. So if you can do it yourself, you can do it in the chat room. All right, here we go. I think here we go. I just put it in here twice. Yeah, here we go once. Yeah, hit the lock talk button. Woohoo, we're live. Hello, can you hear us now?
Give up. hallelujah, people.
Can I get a hallelujah, man? I'm hitting the wrong keyboard. You're hitting the wrong mouse button, and you turned the song like right in the middle of the song.
Yeah.
That was cool. I was like, what happened? The music just kind of went down quiet. Next thing you know, it was a good thing we weren't saying nothing rowdy behind the scenes. We'd have been busted.
That could have been bad.
All right, so where are we going now?
Now we're doing Bring Your Daughter to the Slaughter by Iron Maiden.
Man, I think we already had this conversation. Why would you bring your daughter to the slaughter? That's disgusting.
Maybe it's like a sacrificial...
Like a rite of passage saying, hey, daughter, we're going to go out and slaughter some people and stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah, you want to go? Like, sure, Dad.
Of course I do.
No. Bring your daughter to the peace rally. Peace and love. Can't we all just get along? What do you think?
I don't know. I like the Bring Your Daughter to the Slaughter.
Sounds better. More exciting. All right. Well, here we go.
It's all there, black and white, clear as crystal. You get nothing. You lose. Good day, sir.
Yeah, good day, sir. And that's exactly what you'll get, which is exactly nothing if you cannot guess this song. Now keep in mind, today's song, because of unforeseen circumstances, we have to recycle one of the mystery songs. And so we had to pick a number between 1 and 31. And Miss Kara picked number 17. So if you don't like this song, you'll have to express your views and opinions and thoughts in the chat room to let her know what's what and all that kind of stuff. So if you guess the song, guess what you win? An all-expense trip to your refrigerator for drinks and snacks. So, you know, everybody get your thinking cap on. This is mystery song number 17. And so if you guess this song, that's what you get. You get something. But if you don't guess this song, guess what you get? You get nothing. You lose. Good day, sir. Or madam, whichever the choice is, or chance, or case may be, whatever. That's like a public disclaimer. Eh? So don't hurt yourself, go in the refrigerator, don't eat too much. We're not responsible for any excess weight gain because you're too good at what you do. Here's the mystery song number 17. Good luck.
Tried to amend my carnivorous habits. Made an early 70.